I'm still born. I stay born. Go shopping at Liz Claiborne.
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. And while you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now, can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, your star plays Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, sir with the Quantimino, with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito is not with us today. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino.
Timino.
They say the more you Timino, the more you Timino.
The more you know, the more you know? Oh, okay.
It's spelled different.
Okay.
Speaking of knowing, let's talk about
Walnut. Ways of knowing.
Biblically, that's one way.
My philosophy textbook that the professor wrote
and made you buy.
He made us buy was
but
called,
not like the last revision.
No.
You always had to buy the new one.
New one. It was called Ways of Knowing. I don't know why I remember that.
They get to be up their ass, though.
Yeah, Ways of Knowing.
They're tenured.
Which is epistemology, I think, is that the word for how we know things? Okay, what are we doing? Sorry.
I thought epistemology was the lady part of the flower.
Oh, the flower pussy?
No, the penis.
Oh, the flower pistol. Cock.
The pistol.
Flower cock.
Flower cock.
So that's Salvador.
Like, no, it's not. Is flower cock like cauliflower ear?
Wow.
Cauliflower
like it blooms
cock.
Or something after getting beaten up?
Yeah, yeah. You fuck so much pussy.
Yeah, you get cauliflower
gotcha.
Ear for your penis.
Right.
Yeah. Flower cock.
Flower cock.
Yeah, that's right.
Cat baby. Got to rest the flower cock.
Yeah.
You ever fuck so much you get calluses?
No. No. That's also weird because the vagina should be oiling up your penis, not drying it out.
Sometimes the vagina stop.
Well, that's
you want
when you,
one.
That's
you
when
want
you
one.
You gotta stop.
I think either stop or maybe get some help.
Yeah, get some lubricant. Maybe some vegetable oil.
Is that what you meant by walnut milk?
Yeah, are we talking about walnut milk?
Yeah, man. No, okay. I was just talking about the real walnut milk or what they want to call real walnut milk.
Is it not actual walnuts?
Oh, it's walnuts.
Okay.
But the way they skirt around it is they make walnut milk a compound word.
I see. So it's not actually...
Milk of walnut?
Yeah. No, it's not actual milk.
Yeah, there's no milk
content. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, so the problem word is milk.
Yeah. Because it's actual walnuts.
It's more walnut. Yeah, right.
They don't do that for almond milk, though, or oat milk.
Yeah, maybe they do.
Maybe they
do. Do you
now
think there's been
to.
Some legislation
yes.
change where you can't call it milk?
Yes.
And you have to call it that.
Because of that guy,
big milk.
That guy that keeps
suing
Buffalo Wild Wings
uh-huh.
and shit.
Hey, my hero.
Fuck, bitch.
No.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I can be your hero, me. Arthur, you take the next
what
hero
is this
song.
Amateur hour?
There goes my hero. Keep going.
I think that's all the hero songs.
There has to be.
Real American hero.
All right. We're doing jingles now?
Yeah.
No, we're just
what else you got?
Songs with the word hero in the title.
Superman at home, not woo.
Now, is it pronounced hero or is it pronounced gyro?
Oh, Jesus. Oh.
That's
it.
Don't go there.
I don't think you're allowed to ask. I don't think you're even allowed to ask. If you are to believe some people.
You.
Some people being me.
Yeah. Fucking race baiter, dude.
Yeah.
Race baiter Ginsburg.
Race Bader Ginsburg. That's fucking beautiful. That's cellar door.
Walnut milk. So did you have a particular thing that
you just
were you getting pissed looking at this compound word?
Yeah, man.
Earlier,
that's not even a real word.
Yeah. Well, neither is wings with a Y.
Well, that's a brand or like a.
Well,
a
maybe
slang.
Walnut milk's a brand. Maybe walnut milk is a brand or was it Oak
Don't
Farms.
Say that.
It could be,
like Kleenex.
It also seems like chicken shit that it's like, we know what they're saying. Just because you don't have a space between walnut and milk, that's like, that's
yeah,
supposed to be a
real
difference.
There should be a more differentiator. Like, instead of just changing an I to a Y, you got to do more. Because you pronounce it exactly the same. Phonetically, it's exactly the same.
You're thinking M-Y-L-K, right?
Oh, yeah.
Walnut milk.
Can I sell my cum as milk with a Y? Because it's M-Y.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Milk.
If you sell your cum in a store.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to do that, I think.
Yeah, you can't just call it milk.
Yeah.
Because you get in trouble for selling your cum as milk.
Even if you say penis milk, which everyone knows is not milk.
What if it's one word?
If it's one word, you can do it. That's what the legislature says.
I think milk with a Y is much better.
Yeah.
Branding wise.
For your cum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how would you describe it? Like male cum? Semen or something?
No.
Human semen?
It says milk, parentheses, cum.
You know like how Kraft or whatever it's called will say like processed cheese food as like the generic label?
Yeah.
XY is a male chromosome.
Yeah. That's the name.
That's where the Y comes from.
Ah.
Anyways.
See, you could have, this is too complicated to say audibly, but milk, and then just underneath the M, the L, and the K is a little X, so it's just X.
And then okay, but the X, Y.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It could just be MXLK.
MXLK?
Yeah.
It could just be.
MXLK is pretty good, too.
It could be XXXMLK, XXX, which was my aim.
Oh, I like that, too.
Really?
Yeah, I was just shouting out MLK.
Okay.
It was emo and I loved
it wasn't
I Have a Dream speech.
It wasn't MXLXK.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember. At AOL.com.
Just shouting out MLK.
Yeah, what's up?
As a 12-year-old.
What's up?
I too have a dream.
Hey, MLK, roar.
Wow.
Roar?
It's the...
It's a zip file?
It's the millennial version of OWO.
This compressed file with all the MP3s is roar.
Yeah, roar is my woo-woo.
Yeah, roar is my woo-woo. How about Rar's that fucking shirt? How about that damn shirt for all these old asses? Yeah. Roar was my woo-woo.
What is ooh-woo?
Ooh-woo is what these fucking
kids say.
See,
this is the problem with this merch. I mean, I think it's great, but...
Yeah, I think it's too old for both of them.
I don't even know what an ooh-woo is.
Ooh-woo. Ooh-woo.
You've seen that one that went around and she was like... She's like, I don't even know what ooh-woo is. I mean, what am I supposed to do? And she goes, and she does the perfect one and she's hot.
Oh, no. Did it do something?
Yeah. Is this a toy?
Made a move. No, it's just literally UWU or OWO. It's stylized as capital, lowercase capital.
And if you see an anime girl do this, you will
Animal
become
a weeb. Say, what's ooh, ooh, a weeb.
A weeb.
She'll
immediately
turn you weeb.
She turned me into a weeb, this girl.
Yeah. So that's like
she
a bird.
Big old eyes and she looked like a little anime chick.
It's a genre?
No, it's just a thing that girls say to be cute.
It's mostly dudes.
Oh.
You'll hear it a lot on the internet as dudes saying it.
They identify as girls.
So here it is. It's RAR is my uwu, is my zaddy.
Zaddy?
Zaddy. Why is zaddy in there?
Because that's what the Zillennials are saying. Zillennials aren't saying
I don't think they're saying zaddy anymore. I think zaddy's out.
Wow.
Spell zaddy.
Like daddy with a Z?
Oh, wow.
I think it's supposed to like, it's supposed to like mimic the way a Puerto Rican would say daddy.
No, they call him Poppy.
That's true. Daddy. No, it's like zaddy. But there's like a Latino.
TH, like a TH. Yeah. Instead of a D.
And you thought I was zaddy. You thought I was being racist, dude.
Yeah.
As if there's some sort of precedent.
You need to sit your little sexy ass down.
Fucked up.
Zaddy. Oh, I see. It's
zaddy. Yeah.
With
hey,
TH.
Zaddy. Zaddy.
Usually followed zaddy. By something about money.
Yeah, usually absolutely. It's like
buy me something. Yeah, my I need allowance.
My allowance, yes. Yeah. I need more allowance. Odalehi who?
What is this amateur?
Odalehi who?
Yeah.
Who are you, Beck?
Yeah.
Odalehi was my rar, was my uwu,
was my zaddy.
We don't need zaddy. I think that rar was my uwu.
I said zaddy earlier.
Rar was my uwu.
Rar was my
rawr.
You never saw that, like, or like,
I hate that.
Rar.
This whole time I was thinking about compressed file formats.
No, it's because you didn't fucking a female chicks.
Look, what we're talking about is noises that like cute girls throughout the
I'm into it.
Little cuties say throughout the ages.
Spinners.
Mm-hmm.
Would you wear merch that said that?
Rar was my uwu.
Yeah.
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 That would sell, I think. You could try it.
Does that make enough sense to everyone?
It makes sense to me. It makes sense.
Rar was my uwu.
I think if you saw RAWR, you would understand.
No, I know. Now that you spelled it out, I thought it was RAR in my head the whole time.
We can expand the brand to have
other shirts that explain it.
Yeah. Or just you have OWO and then up and down is RAWR and you intersect at the W. And it's an upside down cross.
I don't like that.
Next time we chat with Julio.
But, you know, maybe this merch could also have, like, a little sheet of paper that explains the shirt.
Yeah, I love that idea. I actually paper? Do love that fucking stupid idea. I love exposition. If it said, no, on the, you know how sometimes they write some clever things on the tag?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To write just under a long, how you wash
a long, it. Yeah, a long fucking explanation about RAR versus UU.
I think it's one of those, like, six-inch tags that you're supposed to cut off, you know, but the message is right on there. Here.
But people keep it because it's a style
they
thing.
They know what it is.
It's this big-ass tag that explains RAR versus UU.
Yeah.
What did Gen X say?
Pain is life. Life is pain.
As if, no.
LOL.
Oh. No, we're talking
about cute girls.
Cute girls in that era. No, LOL is still millennial.
Yeah.
What gen are we in?
X. We're looking for X.
So, like, something that would have been in Reality Bites. I think it was more like,
cool.
Yeah, but UGH. No, we're talking about cute.
I know, but back then, that was cute. It was like a girl that was over it.
Right.
But you're talking about like a little dumbass?
Right. Exactly. That's
because the raw girl and the uber girl are dumbasses.
There's an archetype. Oh, I got it. It's through ABA.
Yeah, it's just a candidate. Meow?
Now, that's meow. Also with RAR. That's in RAR.
You go millennial on that?
A little bit.
And but there's and nothing slang about
continues
it.
Continues to be.
Yeah, you know what it is?
The sound?
No, that still like has edge. Too much edge.
I don't know, man. We'd have to do some research.
Yeah, maybe we didn't find enough Gen X chicks.
Because I'm thinking of Winona Ryder in all her movies. She was a mouthy little bitch. Yeah, she would go, ugh.
No, but she's edge, right? She's edge queen. We're thinking Ally McBeal. No, not she's not old enough to be Gen X, is she?
She is.
Okay. What would she say?
Right.
As if, right?
She might say as if. But
as if does feel like younger.
How about whatever?
Whatever?
Maybe.
Whatever and as if are... very
relative
same era, in my opinion.
I don't know. It's too much.
We'll have to ask some Gen S bitches.
Yeah, what was the UU of Gen X?
They would not understand what UU was. Fortunately, we got a tag on your shirt.
Yeah.
It's very, very goddamn uncomfortable. But it'll let you know what it's about.
Damn.
3.5 hours. The walnut milk talk? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah man.
Or are you talking about a movie that you watched and got pissed off about?
See, there's that I was thinking about.
3.5 hours sucks.
I got 3.5 hours in terms of like long ass movies, like sitting through those.
Yeah.
Or like sitting through a concert that's 3.5 hours. Mm. With two openers.
Fuck off, dude.
I heard Taylor Swift concerts like
that's
3.5 hours.
That, man.
Oh my god, we gotta bring up
Closet
this fucking bitch again, dude. We gotta bring up this fucking whore again.
3.5 hours you plus wouldn't? Two openers.
Yeah, her set alone. Is 3.5 hours. Yeah.
But
her
non-stop.
Stamina, bro.
There's no break.
Her stamina. There's costume changes too.
Yeah, but they keep the music going.
I know.
They keep the show
for her,
going
for her. You know, her fan base. They love it, and then that's what it's for. Are they getting pissed about it?
It's not like you're doing it every day, right? You've been waiting for this.
She is.
Who is? What are you talking about?
The fan.
The fan, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
they're getting their money's worth.
Yeah, especially if there's intermission. I think there has to be for like a piss break or something, right? But that'd be such a madhouse.
It'd be like a breakdown
of some
sort.
A whole fucking stadium clearing out.
Multiple, though.
But that makes sense. They do it during football games. They have halftime.
I think you just pissed during the song you don't like that much. Because 3.5 hours of songs?
Celebrate the whole catalog.
I don't know. There's some left.
Plus, she's doing probably some covers. Does she do covers?
Yeah, she's probably doing like Jimmy Eat World covers. She's
like the metal. No, she actually did a really good cover of a song.
Yet.
I can't think of it right now, but I'll get back to you guys. And I was like, oh shit. Because they were.
I know what it was. What was it? Avril Lavigne's Damn Cold Nights.
It could be.
What do you
just
think,
for Brian.
Dude? What do you think?
I mean, I'm sure she could do it well. I mean, the song's already...
the song writes itself.
The song is... it's not like I would be upset. It's already just like a pop song by a chick.
I think it'd be a better by song by chick. Brian, though.
Avril?
No, Damn Cold Night.
He's saying that Avril's my chick. I don't know if...
she kind of is, man.
Why?
If we asked AI
I'm sorry,
how many
is this how
times
girlfriends work?
Avril
you
was...
tell me who my girlfriend is?
No.
You don't think you'd be compatible with Avril Lavigne?
I don't know.
As like number 5 or something?
Like, I can't keep stressing it enough, dude. She's old as fuck.
Yeah. She absolutely
she's old
is.
As hell.
She might be 40 now.
She might be fucking 40.
Why does
40.
That bother you?
Because he likes that young Tarema.
It's got to... be right.
No, it's just it doesn't
smell.
Bother me. It's
well,
a smell
it's,
thing.
It's a,
well, she's lived a healthy life, though.
No,
you don't know that.
The thing that bothers
me. I mean, not healthy as in like a rewarding life, I would
okay.
say.
Okay.
The thing that bothers me is I know the young Avril. And knowing the young Avril, I can't look at that.
But what if the rumor's true and Avril never aged?
I mean, I've seen the pictures. She looks fine. She looks good for a mom. For
we're
a grandmother.
About the meat curtains.
Yeah, she looks good for a grandma.
You're talking about her damn.
She gets it
penis?
Re-sculptured.
Really?
Every season.
That seems
every
like,
season. Every season. That every seems sewing like a lot of season. Surgery,
dude. God's vagina.
She's rich.
She had a lot of scars, dude.
No.
On her heart.
Not more than her on her arms.
So much for a happy ending.
Is that her?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
So much for a happy ending. What were we talking ending. About? Oh, 3.5 hours?
Yeah, just like sitting through a show of some sort. It's like, it's I feel fine. Like I can't really do that. I could do a festival.
Yeah, but look.
Where people are doing like
you
hour
sets. You
paid
$300. Does it not
I'm
feel
not
like more
about,
of your
like,
worth?
I'm not thinking about like the money. I'm thinking of like, going on a flight.
Yeah, you are.
You're going on a flight.
You get your money's worth.
You're going to splurge for that first class if you're going to be in a plane for like 18 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I wouldn't. I didn't.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I flew to Europe and it wasn't that bad. 8 hours wasn't too bad.
Just like coach scrunched up with people?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
like
that bad.
A damn rube.
Yeah, like a rube.
Like a plebe.
Yeah, but I was like fucked up on Benny's, so.
Damn.
Barred out on Benny's. Getting that brain fog installed.
I got a fucking free lapse, dude.
Working on his flower cot.
It's not a free lapse if you do it to yourself.
Yeah, but it's Benadryl, dude.
He still has the calluses.
It's not benzoates. It's Benzodrils.
Benzoates. What
benzoates?
Are they? That's not what I was on. That's been. We're talking benzodiazepines. I think benzoates is the MAOIs. Right?
Wow. I don't know.
I don't either. Call in if you know. 3.5 hours, too long for a movie. It's too long for a concert. Unless with the concert, if I'm sitting down, if it's the whole concert, not just her set, and I'm sitting down in theater seating, I'm more amenable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can be convinced.
If it's Pink Floyd Laser Light Show.
Yeah,
I'm
don't
in.
Even get me
tripping
started.
Balls.
If it's TSO,
free lapse,
I'm in.
Dude. Every year, I free lapse on acid and I go see a Pink Floyd laser.
Yeah, you don't actually. It's just in the water that they serve.
Yeah.
Don't drink the water at the Pink Floyd laser light show.
Unless
you get your ass booked.
That'd be crazy,
booked.
Though.
They booked.
Just hand out bottled waters. It's all nice and clean, manufactured, but as I was
drop
in
of
it.
Acid.
Yeah.
My God. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
No way.
Yes, just way.
Consent forms to going to the show.
I mean,
if
are you
drink
put...
the water, you'll trip balls. You don't have to drink the water.
Also, they can't just give you fucking illegal drugs just because you signed a waiver.
In Slam City, they can.
Yeah, but that's Slam City. There's no law here. There's no law when you go raw. That's our slogan.
Is Slam City a utopia?
Don't tell people that, then they'll all start
coming. It's a libertarian's utopia in that it's a pile of shit.
The roads are really bad.
There's no roads.
You do get free acid every now and then if you go to the right concerts.
Right.
But the roads are very bad.
How far would you drive on dirt roads to get to a place like Slam City? Let's say Slam City equals utopia
half
in this
a
question.
Mile.
I can say
no, half if a it, mile.
No, if it,
no, you'd go 100 miles at least.
Yeah.
If it's utopia... Or if it's actually this version of Slam City. I'm not coming to this version of Slam City.
It's a gray area. It's a roll of the dice.
So, it's a roll of the dice. So, okay.
What your utopia ends up being. But you still
is it specific to me? Like, whatever my idea of utopia
is? But it's also a maybe. Like, you can have
I'm not chasing El Dorado.
70% or more.
70%? Give me
that. Utopia.
That was a good metaphor.
There's still going to be 30% of, like, what you don't want.
Oh, no. Okay, so this place actually exists.
Yeah.
It's 70% of your visualization of utopia.
Right.
There's still 30% of not greatness.
Yeah.
Of miscellany.
The east side.
Oh, God.
Hey, I'm just being real.
It's being gentrified right now.
Yeah,
dude.
It's pretty nice,
that's
actually.
That's my fucking utopia.
Every fucking east side. That's 100%, though. In your mind, that's 100%.
You technically live on the east side.
Yeah, technically. Slam City East.
Jesus.
That's
what keeps him hard, man.
Yeah.
He always has a boner.
Wait, where do you live?
For the helicopters.
Well, I guess we can talk about it later.
Slam City East.
Really?
Yeah, next to the goddamn dumpster.
Here are the fucking helicopters every fucking night.
That's not a great landmark to tell people about, Slam City, right next to the landfill.
Right next to the
landfill.
Because the landfill's right in the middle of town.
It's the Glory Hole landfill.
The Glory Hole? No, the Glory Hole is a swimming hole.
No, Glory Hole is one of those names that's used way too much in the city.
Yeah, there's Glory Hole Street, there's Glory Hole Drive, there's Glory Hole Avenue.
I think the city planners
Glory
need
Hole
to get
tire
their
and lube.
Fucking heads out of the gutter.
Street Glory Hole Street.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Are Glory we the city Drive. Planners?
No, man.
No, man.
Who are the city planners? Where do they get these names?
A Glory Hole? A dictionary?
I think they're children.
No, I mean...
It sounds like they're fucking children.
Do we let 13-year-olds run this place?
Shit.
Do you think if we actually turn the keys over to the young kids, that they would do a worse job than we are actually doing?
They might do a better job.
Probably. They would be doing a better job, because there'd be candy, and then that's it.
And energy drinks?
We're not
drinks?
Spending money on wars.
On wars?
I think they might, dude.
Yeah,
a 13-year-old... It depends on what kind of kid you're talking about. A 13-year-old boy is like, yeah, let's fucking... We have bombs?
Yeah. What if we use them bombs?
At least adults are able to just, like, you know, package it a little differently.
Yeah.
They're able to spin it.
They're still using
it. Nice.
Yeah, but they're still using them.
Well, yeah.
It's the popular kid in school who would get to be the president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hot one?
Jonathan Taylor kid? Thomas?
Yes.
JTT?
It would be
Simba?
JTT from Tiger
Beat.
Yeah,
but he would just be a fucking puppet, dude, and the bully would be behind him saying, tell them.
Press the new code, nerd, or I'll fuck your mom again.
Yeah, Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney is my friend. Yeah.
Little Richie Cheney.
It's just Sid from Toy Story.
Push a fucking button, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or I'll fuck you again.
Well, no.
Fuck, bitch.
JTT was never in a place where he's bullied, right?
Maybe some movie.
No, really?
You don't think he was in a movie?
I think sometimes he pretended like he wasn't a hot kid.
Like he was just a normal kid.
Yeah, they're like, oh, people are bullying me, which is, that wouldn't have happened
in my
elementary school. No. They would have sucked his little underage cock, dude. I mean, they're also underage. Yeah. But I guess I didn't have to mention
equivalent
that
age.
That's a teacher doing it.
No.
Equivalent.
It absolutely would be a teacher.
Damn.
These ladies out here are getting caught like crazy. Have you seen this shit? There was one recently. It was
a
lunch lady.
It's easy to say when you're not teaching someone like
that. It was a lunch lady. And I was like, wait, that bitch a lunch lady?
Oh,
she
really?
Was pretty fucking stacked, man. No, she had an ass. She was like...
Oh, she was hot?
Uh-huh.
Why are they always hot, dude?
That's how it works.
It almost seems like hacky to say, but they literally are always hot.
Yeah.
Or maybe those are just the ones that make
the
news.
Who are they? How would you describe these people?
Pedophiles.
But ones that I like.
Hot-ass
ones that I respect.
Yeah, that he would fantasize.
Did you say hot-ass pedophiles?
Yeah.
That's a cool band name.
Hot-ass
Is it, yeah. though,
it's
if you
not.
Really think about it?
No, because the hot-ass that they're talking
about. For
a
punk band? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, but punk...
Yeah, they
punk
can say...
Punk bands are always, like, up their own ass morality-wise.
Ass would have to be SS dollar signs. Or
yeah.
SS, like, Nazi
you know what, now
SS.
That I'm now that
it's
I'm thinking
the anarchy.
About it,
it's anarchy sign.
And then the
SS.
SS.
Hot ass.
Now, like, yeah. The Nazi shit.
Oh, wow. It absolutely would
the Thunderbolts.
Be. Yeah, the...
Anyways. Hot ass pedophiles.
It's good that we stopped talking. I was going to talk about how I think Nazi punk bands are cooler than the other ones. Because the other
like
ones are
band?
Just like always just preachy, dude.
Name one.
I don't know. Anti-flag?
Oh. What? Yeah.
I mean, they have that
religion.
That theme
bad
about
religion
it.
Is really preachy.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so
it's like,
what
I
would say that Nazi yeah. punk yeah. bands
you wouldn't
are better
them
than
they're
bands.
Probably
no.
preachy, too. I guess
they're
there's like a
so
middle
preachy.
Ground.
He's out of the
I'm sure there's...
The thing about
what Danzig is probably the thing
Nazi.
I like.
I don't
no, no,
think
no,
he's preachy.
No, no, he's
the type of punk
that I would like. That's like...
Misfits?
A guy who doesn't eat hot dogs and definitely
doesn't
drink his own cum.
He doesn't drink his own cum, and he doesn't like... He doesn't have a agenda.
Yeah. He's got an agenda.
What's that?
Get knocked the fuck out!
Being a tough guy getting knocked the fuck out.
He's a short king, right?
Yeah, he's
a short king.
He eats his own cum, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But he does not eat hot dogs.
No. Help me out with this eating my own cum thing.
So there was a Facebook post. I guess people were tagging him saying, did you know that Glenn Danzig eats hot dogs? And then they were saying, did you know Glenn Danzig eats his own cum? And so he felt he needed to reply back to clear the air.
So he said,
despite what you guys may have heard, I do not eat my own cum, and I definitely do not eat hot dogs.
Oh, because he's a vegan.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, he's up his ass, dude.
Yeah.
No,
fuck.
But he's he felt the need to more defend the hot dog eating than the cum eating.
That's what it seemed like, though.
Yeah.
But that was just on the fly. Like he. Just...
Well, he said definitely don't eat hot dogs, and he said don't eat my own cum.
Well, maybe the my cum part was just ridiculous, right?
Yeah,
to him,
I don't know that it's
no,
that
to
ridiculous.
Him, it was just ridiculous.
In my mind,
so
it makes so much sense that Glenn Danzig eats his own cum.
So if someone accuses you,
yeah.
Let's say you're a vegan, like hardcore vegan.
Can you not eat your own cum if you're a vegan?
Yeah, you can.
No, we're still talking
you
about
hot
dogs.
You can eat your own ass. You can eat.
Eating your ass would be
you
like recycling the veganism.
Could you cut a piece of steak off of your leg and eat it?
Really?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't think
you could even eat your own cum, dude.
Yeah, you can. I think you could eat humans, actually. Because vegans...
As vegan?
Yes, because vegans hate human beings.
Yeah.
They think that animals are better than human beings.
Yeah.
So I think that they would be okay to eat. They'd be like,
Monkeys
humans don't count.
Bottle, man.
Yeah.
It's not about meat in general. It's
right.
about meat that's not human.
You think more vegans would be eating human, though?
Well, it requires finding someone that you can eat,
affordability,
which is harder than you think.
The rare.
Affordability.
I prefer my human medium rare. If I'm being honest.
Gotcha. I'll give
dude,
it to you.
How do you like your telomeres, dude?
Is
that
all the way
telomeres?
Cooked.
Telomeres?
No, you keep saying telomeres, but telomeres is what makes you age.
I thought it was part of your eye.
No, you're thinking of prions.
Prions, dude.
They're fucking scary, dude.
What the hell are
a prion
prions?
Is this, it's a malformed protein, but any other proteins that kind of touch it also get fucked up. So it can like rip through your shit.
But cancer is,
the thing is, like, you can't, you're not supposed to eat humans because if you eat prions, it fucks you up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mad cow disease or something.
It doesn't attack anything, but it really gets into your system and denatures your proteins ultimately.
Turns you inside out?
I know.
Well, it, like, liquefies you or, like, undoes a bunch of protein stuff that...
And it sucks because humans are really tasty, dude. Yeah.
Purportedly.
I think all in moderation you can dine on human.
No, I think you're not supposed to eat prions.
I think the moment you eat human, no other food will satisfy you.
Wow.
It's the most dangerous meat.
It's the heat. The heat that gets in your belly.
The heat in the meat?
The heat that will not be quenched.
The heat in the meat, dude.
Yeah. The heat in the meat.
The heat in the meat.
I like that shirt. The heat in the meat. It just looks like Burger King logo. It says heat meat.
It's made out of like beef pattern.
It says heat meat.
This might not work, but you know that show In the Heat of the Night? Just use that logo.
That's fine,
and
too.
And then have Carol O'Connor. I don't remember
He's going to have a whole series.
I don't think it was a very good logo.
Heat in the meat or the heat?
The heat in the meat.
All right.
Like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, my God. You need a third thing, then.
Yeah, the heat in the meat. And the wardrobe. I want to make a rap album, or if I do make a rap album, it's going to be called Resurrection 2.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you stylize the 2?
Roman numerals.
Roman numerals.
Oh, sure. Fuck, dude.
You have to somehow...
Old English?
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
chiseled. Or maybe it's Resurrection with XXX.
Old English?
Resurrection.
But it's...
XXX.
How about Raised Erection?
Re-erection? I don't know, dude.
Re-erection?
I don't know, man.
I got re-erected. President of the United States. What do you think?
President erect, dude.
I am President erect. Hey.
It sounds like the parachute deployed.
The parachute?
Yeah, this plane exploded a while ago. We're just chilling, waiting to hit the ocean, man.
Price tag.
Now we're good. It's hilarious.
Price tag.
All right, price tag. This is a super downer, though.
Okay, good. I'm glad we went from President Erection.
Yeah, I mean, we were
I'm
on
glad
something.
We went from President
Erection 2.
We were on some good shit, dude. Yeah.
To a Debbie Downer story, price tag.
Yeah, sorry.
Tell me about price tag.
All right, so you don't have to say the number. You just have to think about a number, right?
Yeah.
But isn't there a number to where you just have to let your dog go?
Oh, man, I hate that. I hate that, dude.
You know what? I think this is
not... You know people that have been through that
number.
Yeah,
absolutely. And every time I take my dog to the vet, they make you sign that waiver, right? Whenever they go give them anesthesia to clean their teeth or draw blood or whatever, they're like, yo, if something happens, how much can we spend until we cut it off?
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, call me $2,000.
Yeah, you know...
Call me. I don't even fill in the blank.
I do want to ask a bunch of women this question.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of them would go... And maybe it's not a woman thing, but I'm going to say it is. That they'll go into, like, extreme debt, dude.
Yeah.
They'll go to extreme debt.
I would go into extreme debt.
Some people would, man.
I would, and then I wouldn't get any more dogs. Because that would just be doing it all the time. But, I mean, I'd be fairly reasonable. If the dog was of advanced age.
Advanced age.
Right.
Okay.
But if it's 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it still has plenty of life left. You know, I'm
also
comfortable.
Depends.
I'm comfortable.
I would have to be pretty comfortable. Or
discharging
pretty sure of the
some damn
ROI,
debt.
Though, dude.
Yeah, is it okay to state that I hate pugs?
What? Why?
Pugs. Because they're deformed dogs.
Yeah, they're
made against nature.
They're abominations.
Yeah, they are total abominations.
Pugs in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
We got a couple
of them.
Wait till they get old.
Yeah.
Dogs literally fall apart.
Yeah. Their eyes fall out of their head.
Yeah, that's crazy,
it
man.
It is crazy.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah. Most of them get given up
out.
And they're blind.
They just dry out.
Oh, no.
These pugs eventually dry out.
Do they have the eyeball back in the head surgery that costs a lot of money?
No, they're already like raisins. Yeah. You can't use the eye anymore.
Oh, yeah. No. But because they're so out of their head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And into their car.
I don't know. Like,
what about the Debbie Downer?
Man?
I was just thinking about it. I was like,
okay.
Everyone has a number, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I go
There's
with...
There's a bunch of different...
You don't have to say the number.
No,
I
go with $2,000 as the don't...
Advanced age.
Oh, advanced age? $1,000.
$1,000! That's like this.
So there is
an
equation.
Average.
Absolutely, there's an equation. You have to be fairly pragmatic.
Especially being a billionaire.
Right. It's hard out here.
Yeah, my I don't know. I've never had a dog of my own, so.
But if you did, and I don't say know. It was like 14
I'm
years
sure
old.
I would fall in love with the little son of a
course.
Bitch.
Of course. Yeah.
But it wouldn't be. Yeah, I wouldn't be like a fucking idiot about it. I mean,
you'd be fairly idiotic about it.
He
but,
probably so. But I mean, if it's like an old ass dog or something.
Yeah.
There's like, a line in the
I
sand.
I mean, you're not going, irregardless of what the dog is, 50 grand. No.
No right. way.
No, especially if it's like, well, he'll probably live yeah. one other year.
Right. Oh, let me throw a wrench right. in this one. Let's say it's a robot dog.
What do you mean, dude?
No, like an AI robot dog. Shit? Like you've had this dog for like 15
look,
years.
If he's I, on okay, a repair? Look. Oh, like that one dude?
What one dude?
There was actually a guy who had this robot dog or a robot something. Uh-huh. No, it was like an anime girlfriend in a jar type thing.
Oh,
that was a hologram
yeah.
and it couldn't get any more updates.
Right.
So the moment the service shut off, she was going to die. So he like lost his shit and said, no, you can't do that to me, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, we can just upload it to the new version of this hardware and give you the new hardware. He's like, no, I want this one. Obviously, because he fucked it. He already installed a damn fleshlight on the base.
Oh, well, of course.
he spent extra retrofit so that. Son. He went in the grants to retrofit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
you got to kit it out.
If you modify it, the warranty
is void.
Like, sir, we can't upgrade this.
Plus it smells
you put
like
a fleshlight.
Yeah, we can't legally upgrade this.
So you're going to say, would you go into that 50 range if it was
what,
electronic?
No,
you,
what?
Think about like industrial type tools.
He's
right?
already out.
Could I just...
He won't spend a dollar
all
on it.
All I want to do is upload it and get the new version and download it onto that. I don't care about this husk.
I gotcha.
Right?
But isn't like, that what a dog
if
is?
If I was...
Oh, you're saying upload
was,
your dog into...
If I was a robot...
Oh, well, yeah, let's go there.
I wouldn't want them to fix me. I just want the next version and upload me there with the bigger 50 dick.
50 grand, though.
Yeah, but he's saying, like...
How much is it to...
Take your dog
Your
you
dog's
going
to get put down, right?
Right.
No matter what.
Right.
But they're going to take, like, its whole DNA and put it into
in
a
cloud.
Robot dog.
No.
But then this robot dog needs some kind of, like,
upgrade?
Repair that's going to cost you.
How
like
much
50
is it cost?
G's. That's how we're getting to the 50 G's.
I thought it was 50,000 to get the dog into the robot.
Maybe. You're not going for it?
No.
Oh.
What's done is done.
Yeah, because the moment I lose that dog.
You wouldn't want to have the dog forever, though?
You don't want
to
facsimile.
You're right. Or a facsimile.
Dang.
What?
Or a facsimile.
Yeah, say that again.
Facsimile.
Nope.
Damn, dude.
Oh, facsimile?
Just say fax.
Facsimile.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't facsimile.
Oh, did I say silly-me?
Yeah.
Facsimile.
Yes.
Silly-me?
I thought I said...
Facsimile-me.
Facsimile.
All right, let's play a game.
Guesstimation unknown. Mike's way. Are we guesstimating how much liquid Mike's way puts on your fucking shit?
Nah. This is a dollar question.
Oh.
All right. So on a day in April of any year, pick a year, recent year.
Perhaps 2023
or 2022, if you like.
Right? Yeah, but whatever he's about to say happened in April of 2023.
So they had this daily campaign. It's just this one-day campaign where all sales went into this charity fund.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Of all we're talking about Jersey Michaels.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's.
All
the day's
for
sale.
For one day.
Yeah.
Across all stores.
Yeah.
That's cool.
If you are a Jersey Mike's
store. I mean, I have to know
store.
What the charity is. It might be, what do you think? What's a bad charity?
Susan G. Komen.
Susan G. Komen.
That's a bad one.
Why?
Because they don't spend any money on cancer research.
They don't really help.
It's all just marketing.
Yeah.
But what are they?
Profiteering.
What are they marketing?
Have you seen their salaries?
Titties.
I love
saving
titties.
Yeah, but like they don't actually save the titties. They just take the money that goes to saving titties. And it goes all to the executives and stuff.
Yeah! They're always on NPR.
Yeah, they're cucks.
Yeah.
That's because they're throwing money at NPR to like lick their boots.
All right, you mean state media NPR?
Kind of. Don't get me started. It's more than 1%, by the way. Guesstimation unknown. Jersey Michaels, they did a charity.
Yeah.
How much did this charity get donated if they just did one day sale? And here's my kind of negative thought. This is like, traditionally, this is their worst day.
I wouldn't say it's their worst day. It's probably one of their better days because it's advertised as this day.
No. Before they started this donation
they
thing, they picked
sales
their
day.
Lowest sales day.
Hey, that's smart.
It is smart.
Give it to Jersey
sure.
Michael.
All right. So I want to say, oh, 2.5 million.
I have no fucking idea, dude.
Yeah, that's why you guess.
Yeah, but...
And it's a
Gemini is going to be pretty close.
Did you say 2.5 million?
Yeah.
You're saying one day of sales for
all
1,000.
I didn't know there was 1,000.
There's 1,000 Jersey Mike stores.
Okay.
Now make a number.
1.5 million.
Wait, I might be making that number up.
Okay.
No, there's 1,000 quick trips. Sorry.
Okay. I'll stick with 2.5 million. It's fine.
Two and a half.
Fucking
it's funny. Fine. Do you know how many quick trips?
Because yeah, I just hit it recently.
This is his favorite fucking convenience store, dude.
It's the best one.
I'm still 7-11. But he knows how many. Do you know how many McDonald's there are in the United States?
15,648.
Is that right?
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh my! So this isn't. I was making fun of Arthur, but this is like a. This is a thing that both of you have. Huh?
That's a slam citizen kind of mindset.
Okay. Yeah.
We like numbers.
Grindset. Yeah, that's a Slam City grindset. We just have.
I like it.
We're just done with numbers.
McDonald French fry set. Dude.
You always come up with stats.
Shit.
Grindset. McDonald French fry set. Yeah. Resurrection 2. Straight to you. Okay, so you gotta.
Straight to you. 2.5 milli.
2.5 mil?
Where are you going?
How many?
I'm gonna throw you a curve. Underhand, yeah.
A bone. I'm wrong.
Go significantly higher than his number.
An order of magnitude.
10 million.
No, man. Go 25 million.
Okay, where are you guys at?
Pick I'm at 10 million.
25.
You're going 25?
What? Then I'm at 30 then.
No, I'm at 50.
No, 25 is over now.
Okay.
It was 21. 21.
Oh, really?
21. That's wow, dude.
For one day.
What charity?
That's good.
Your Susan charity. Jacobin.
Giving titties to the poor?
They let you pick the charity. Which one did you pick?
I'd do give titties to the poor.
No, the charity where they send strippers to the retirement homes.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
In Thailand?
It's
called Boners for Algernon. Or whatever it's called.
Boners for Algernon.
Isn't it like a book?
Yeah, it's like Flowers for Algernon.
Boners for Algernon? Yeah, dude. Good. You win.
Boners for Algernon?
That was half Jim and I, since he always talks about that fucking book for some reason.
I don't even know what it is.
In third grade,
I think
it's
a
like
mouse has brain cancer or some shit in that book. Yeah,
I think you're right.
I think that's the secret of Nim.
I think that's Tuesdays with Maury.
No. That's Lenny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of Mice and Men?
Yeah.
He just calls it Lenny.
That's the whole book, you know? Yeah, Lenny. You ever read that book, Lenny?
You mean of Mice and Men?
Oh, I know. Lenny.
I don't remember no mice. I don't remember no men. All I remember is Lenny petting the shit out of some shit. He pet the shit one time and they offed the motherfucker, dude.
Damn.
They didn't even tell him not to, right?
Fuck.
Did they ever tell him not to?
No.
Maybe they did, actually.
What's the point of that?
It's just a sad story.
Is it supposed to make you feel sad that
he's a neurodivergent guy?
Yeah, but I mean, it's supposed to hard and then killed the animal.
It's supposed no, he killed like a kid, didn't he?
Oh, was it a kid? I thought it was like a mouse.
No, he killed a bitch.
Yeah, some lady.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn, well, it's getting darker.
First he killed a mouse, then he killed like a bigger animal, maybe a cat.
So
and then he killed a bigger animal.
It's a story human? About nipping it in the bud.
hey, look.
You want to let a
big neurodivergent guy run around. It's all well and good until he kills one of your women.
Yeah. Yeah, the mouse. Okay, hey, it was a pest in the house. Fine, I appreciate that. The cat! Man. The goddamn cat! Oh, hey, let's not. The dog! Yo! I think this is the line. I think this is the line. Don't pet shit anymore. You hear me? Your mom? Your mom! Why are you petting your mom in the first place?
Oh, no, it wasn't his mom. It was a young cutie, dude.
Oh, no.
Dang.
Was she into him?
Maybe.
I don't remember that part.
I think she was.
That's nice.
And he snapped her neck.
I think what happened was she was feeling it. I think she was
about to.
I think she was about to suck the dick of a neurodivergent man.
I see. And she got
the comeuppance.
He got sex crazed.
Yeah, he goes, oh, you're so soft. And then squeeze her. And then she goes, Lenny, stop. And then she kills her.
Oh, he didn't have consent.
He didn't have consent. She did revoke consent at some point. But he didn't really know. All he knew was how soft her hair was, and he wasn't stopping.
Because he wasn't soft.
No, he was not. Oh, I never thought about how hard Lenny was when
he
killed that woman.
Dude, he's got to be just fucking... I mean, as little brain as he had in his blood...
Yeah.
For the first time in his life...
That's
no
lizard brain, dude.
No blood in that brain.
Damn.
That's straight amygdala, the petter.
I know someone who works with these folks, and...
These folks?
Yeah, Lenny's...
They get horny, dude.
I'm sure they do.
Terrifying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the human condition.
No, I know,
You just have to assume that these guys are going to be fucking...
It's innate. It does take this certain intellectual lever to keep it under control.
Yeah, I'm barely keeping it under control.
Right now.
I can't imagine...
This moment in time.
It's all men on deck, dude, trying to keep this under wraps. Just think, if I was like a little bit more
hard
up, I would fucking... I would be a monster.
Yeah. You're raring to go. Constantly. You're
raring, dude.
Raring to go.
Ooh-woo.
Ooh-wooing to go.
So it was 21,000 to a bonus for Algernon, yeah, huh?
That's pretty good, man. What, no, 21 milli.
That's going to seem like a weird little jump right there.
7.2 billy, if I'm to believe that.
People?
No, if that's a typical day.
Oh, no, that's not one location. That was the whole day.
I know, but across the company. They ship $7 billion in sandwiches.
Oh, annually?
Annually.
Damn. It's a good sandwich, though.
It's a wet-ass Sammy.
Well, that's what you get to tell them half miles.
No, I get it all the way. I get it all the way. It does not transport all the way, though.
Juicy. Yeah, it doesn't travel well.
It does not.
Once wet
and upset. Overthinking? Ruminating?
Breathe.
So I just read one of those articles about overthinking. And it was one of those things where I was like, you know, Gemini and Brian, they're like polar opposites when it comes to this idea of overthinking.
Yeah.
Gemini doesn't overthink. Right. And Brian likes to overthink.
Loves it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't love it, but it is my MO.
Character
trait.
It's
my modus operandi. Yeah.
That's what that means.
Right. And one good tip that they had in this article was like, don't tie your emotions to thinking. I know that sounds weird.
No, dude, I'm on that tip right now.
Yeah,
I'm
doing. Hey, tell us about it.
I'm in the midst of mindfulness meditation every day. I'm doing mindfulness meditation.
Do they talk about breathing a lot?
They absolutely do.
The whole thing's about breathing. A lot of it.
Listening to your breath. That's literally all you do.
And also, it's just to to be aware of your thoughts. And I think, and part of that is part of that is to realize that you are not the author of your thoughts. And any emotion attached to it is just appearing in consciousness, just like any other thing. So why attach yourself to that?
Art's going to clip that right there and then just launch a mindfulness podcast.
Yeah, call it Waking Up with Sam Harris.
Waking Up with Brian McFly. Waking Up Next to Brian McFly.
Waking Up Next to Brian McFly!
Dude, that's actually a really good title of a podcast.
Waking Up Next to.
Yeah. Waking up next to, where it's an interview. Yeah, it's an interview show. Blank.
And what do you do? You wake up next to.
Right.
It's like first thing in the morning.
You call them at 5 o'clock in the morning and have the deep-throated conversation.
Deep-throated.
Well, you know how you have your deep voice.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, good morning. I'm Brian McFly. Oh, I guess you don't say who you are.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
That's it. Breathe.
Oh. Yeah, I'm working on it, dude.
I was double X Quantemino.
Sure was.
Julio Tejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta lose some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today, or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
And this is the news. Rapper designer charged for masturbating aboard overseas flight.
What? Where? Oh, in the seat?
Yeah.
First off, let me say this about designer.
Yeah.
That dude is so not hot.
He's done, right?
Yeah.
What was the thing before? Wasn't he in the news not too long ago?
Designer?
We talked about him.
Designer.
Could have been me too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, maybe. It sounds like he's got a pattern of
this
behavior.
This is a designer with two eyes in
his
thing.
Eyes. That's
talked about him before.
That's a double eye indicator.
Yeah. Known for his slap panda.
Right. And then his Tommy Tucker, whatever it was, his next drop.
Oh, yeah.
After Panda, it was like Tommy something.
This was a one hit wonder.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Maybe you told me about designer.
Designer jeans. What's the first brand that comes
designer,
to mind?
Designer, I hardly know her.
He faces a federal indecent exposure charge after repeatedly being caught masturbating aboard a Minneapolis-bound flight from Tokyo.
He took it out. They told him to put it up, and he took it out again?
Yeah. You know, he was probably in the very first class one where you have kind of your own little
booth.
No, but it's not closed. There's no
door.
Why
isn't it?
There's no door.
Because the wait staff can just still come and check on you.
Yeah.
Without
regulations or whatever. They have to be able to check if you're masturbating or not.
Really?
Yeah, it's federally regulated.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's government reach around if you ask me.
Oh my God. All right, guys, I gotta go catch a cab. No,
that's government reach around.
No, but if you're in one of those little tubes and you should be able, and you're trying to make sure that no one sees it.
Yeah,
and
like a blanket or something, right?
You got some nosy Nelly.
Unless you're in the doorway.
Around.
They're
going, hey, you want to see something cool?
I mean, if you're flying first class, you got enough of a space to just put a blanket on and
jack
off.
To Tokyo?
Yeah. And all that time on your hands?
Well, no, you know, some of the first class has the, like, a suite.
A suite?
Yeah, with
like a
bed.
Room?
Yeah.
With a door on it?
Right.
Wow.
You should be able to masturbate there.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think if you have the tube, if you have the little tube, you should be able to jerk off in that. Yeah, you paid. And also, how are you supposed to reach the fifth jack?
Do you think that's what happened to designer?
24 hours?
He left his jizz on the blanket, and when they picked up the blanket, they're like, there's jizz on this blanket. You've been masturbating.
He's like, no, I haven't. Okay.
Panda.
I'm going to believe you this time.
Panda.
And then he came back. He's...
Yeah, he's got his dick in his hand and oozing.
Oh no, he's got free cum over the
new
blanket.
No, it's done.
Oh my
god. Like, there's shit on the blanket again.
Homie's just holding it, sitting there holding
milk, NYLK, Jesus. On the blanket.
He's got his MXLK all over the place, bro.
That's a new single. Designer. MXLK.
If Designer came out with MXLK prior to doing this. Yeah. If he had hit that song, MXLK, and hit it hard, and then went on this Tokyo Bound shit to start fucking masturbating, my God.
My God.
Double platinum.
Probably.
But this is government overreach.
Yeah, it is.
Man tries to sell penis at Eastern Cape Shopping Mall. What? A 32-year-old man has appeared in an Eastern Cape. I suppose that's some place, maybe I'm going to guess, Africa?
The Cape?
Yeah.
So this must have been a ginormous penis.
Oh, my God.
He appeared in a magistrate's court charged with unlawful possession of human tissue. M-dash. A man's penis.
M-dash!
M.
Oh, M. Yeah, I said M.
It depends on how long the dash is.
That looks like
That's a long.
This is an EM dash, not an EN dash?
Absolutely EM. Right,
that's cool.
It matches the penis.
Damn.
Could be an EN.
It's an M dash to match the cock.
I'm more of an N dash.
You're more of an ellipses.
It's a hyphen.
Fuck, dude. I'm a fucking parentheses dog.
Oh, no.
You're a fucking bullet point.
It's a...
Jesus.
Curved.
A comma?
Okay, so why...
A semicolon?
Are you giving you a comma talk?
Damn, dude. Semicolon.
Yeah,
someone took the middle part of it away from
your beehole.
Your beehole. You're like,
oh no,
your ass semicolon. Up, not only do you have a cold for a cock, but your ass up.
Oh, semicolon, kind of life, baby.
So what's going on? Did you read this?
No, I think he tried to sell a dick, and they're like, no, you can't do that, dude.
Come on. Well, I mean, but why do you have a man's penis? Is he working a
medicinal?
Morgue?
He just wanted to make the headlines.
Medicinal?
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a single.
Oh,
what are we talking about? Long penis.
Man dick.
Oh, because he's a vegan reseller.
Man dick.
It was a vegan's penis.
You know what? If this is in Africa, there's a lot of places in Africa that think
you can just buy a dick.
Oh, they have all those like those
witch doctors.
Yeah, witch doctors who are like they're always trying to get boners over there.
Right.
They're always trying to find one weird trick to get a boner.
Sure.
And this guy was like, penis. Hey. It makes a lot. Yeah, rhino penis.
Rhino goes, horn.
Guess
tiger
what?
Tiger dick.
He goes, you could get a rhino penis, but there's a separation. It's a wrong species. Now, I got yourself the right species. I got a human dick.
Wait,
there's no separation
are
between.
There pylons
did
in
you
this?
Say human dick?
Yeah, I got it. It's in the cooler.
Are there pylons in the igloo?
Yeah, you want to show me?
In the igloo.
Yeah,
on
you,
ice.
Yeah, you're not a cop.
It's fresh.
See, you forgot to ask.
He forgot
to ask.
Yeah.
Because legally, they got to tell you.
I don't know if they have that rule in Eastern Cape.
I don't think it's an actual rule.
The downer part of this story
is
he gets in trouble because he didn't have a license to sell penis.
Oh, that's the issue.
It's just lame.
That's the issue.
A license to sell cock.
Yeah. You're supposed to pay some kind of fee and take a test.
I got a license to sling dick.
Is that true, though?
You know that poison?
Well, I didn't know if it
you
was
know,
like...
Fugu? You have to have
shopping
a license to sell fugu.
No, yeah.
It's the same idea.
You can sell it, you just can't prepare
it. Your human
it
penis has to be prepared properly.
Fugu to jail?
I see. Because you have to take out all the prions.
And it takes like a microscopic...
It's like seedless.
Yeah, tweezers.
Seedless
dick!
I do prefer my dick to be seedless. I don't want
prions.
The last thing I want is a prion from a penis.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're doing with the penis, and that could be like
eating
caviar.
It. You don't want to eat any prions, man. No prions.
I don't know. If I'm eating human, though, maybe at that point I want to go mad.
With
maybe
a double D?
I'm ready, dude.
You want to be a mother against drunk driving?
No.
How about mad
like drunk driving.
Inspector Gadget?
Or the magazine?
Yeah.
Which one?
That was a good name for a...
agency?
Yeah.
Evil agency?
Evil agency, just mad.
Yeah.
With I can't remember what it was, what the abbreviation is, though.
I don't think it was an abbreviation.
I think I remember...
I thought they were just called Matt.
Dashes or periods.
Did we enjoy Matthew Broderick as Inspector Gadget or no?
Not memorable.
Nope.
I enjoyed him in Godzilla. I think he could do better than Sarah Jessica Parker.
Do you think
he could
kill those people?
Do you think he could live off Ferris Bueller if he just stopped there?
He did kill people.
Or was the money not right?
What's that?
Could he just live a nice life off of Ferris Bueller money? Or
I think it probably would have ran out by now.
He depends on how you live your life.
Let's say he invested it properly.
No, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. You good?
Yeah. Even now, if you got dropped $5 million, you'd be okay.
Okay. You're going to have to be my money manager when I get $5
million. Yeah, the moment you get $5 million, why don't you just, you know, hand it over to me and I'll handle it for you? That's a great fucking idea.
I'll make it work more later.
Oh, yeah. No, you're doing all right.
Can I read this one just for fun?
Yeah, give it to us.
Boy, 13, gets stuck climbing into claw machine for prize.
That's fucking beautiful. This kid right here knows when to go and get it.
Tell us about it, Gemini!
I just got the story because it reminded me of you. You would do this kind of shit and get stuck and make a headline out of it.
Yeah, I absolutely would as a kid.
People walk up, you're just like cheesing. You're just smiling. Like, hey.
Hey, but I like the punishment in the story.
Yeah, does it fit the crime?
The boy was able to get out and that he is banned from the park for 1 year for attempted theft.
These fucking
he
bitches.
He still got away with nothing except being ashamed.
He's not ashamed. This kid has no shame. I know this kid.
He must be
not ashamed. Just shamed.
Slight little boy, dude, to get inside there.
Little boys tend to be slight.
Yeah, but 13, I mean...
Oh, yeah, he might have some meat on him.
Speaking of slight, German official sees cooked bats near Belgian border.
Oh, I guess you're only allowed to ship raw bats?
How do you think bats taste? I think they wouldn't
taste
very good.
They're probably fine.
I don't think so.
They're mammals,
Maybe.
Right?
Let's see, they eat bugs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Guano doesn't bother you the smell of...
Kind of does.
I don't think
a little bit.
What? Yeah, but you clean the shit off of it.
Yeah, it probably tastes like gamey.
Yeah.
Maybe like rabbit.
Or like a rat or something?
Maybe like rat.
Do rats eat bugs?
Well, I think rats are omnivores.
I see.
I think bats only eat bugs, though.
You know, COVID didn't happen because of eating bats?
It was pangolin.
Did you know it's not even pangolin?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it, man? Tell us about it.
It's called a fucking lab leak, dude. Look
where?
At
it. Where?
Wuhan.
I'm sorry.
Wuhan!
What?
Wuhan! Yeah. Wuhan!
Gain of function.
Got you all in check.
Gain of function. Look it up, dude. Look into it.
Hey, I believe you, man. But my Tommy gun don't.
I think we always believe that, but they sold us a bill of goods.
Yeah.
Fauci?
Yeah, Fauci.
The guy. You know where he spent his residency? Wuhan.
Really? Is that
no.
true?
No. But he was out there.
He
did
like,
a lot with AIDS.
Yeah, he was like, you know that movie, that AIDS movie with Matthew McConaughey, bottle, Dallas Buyers Club.
I think the bad
guy was Fauci.
Wow,
he was like the guy saying like, don't drink after AIDS people.
Fauci was.
Yeah,
that was his whole shtick.
Yeah, that was the first Fauci ouchie was getting fucked by a. Anyways, I don't know.
And more sad news: pair charged with throwing away ashes of stillborn infant.
What do you mean ashes?
I think they cremated the stillborn and it got stolen.
Oh.
Wait, what?
So they didn't get in trouble because they threw away their baby's ashes.
These people got in trouble for stealing.
Oh, yeah. What?
And then they stole
off.
Away the ashes.
Yeah.
I've heard of stealing babies, dude, but
yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
No, I'm sure they grabbed a bunch of shit.
No, they wanted this Gucci urn.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was just full of like what they thought dust, right? So they just threw it out.
Is this cocaine?
Yeah, they tried snorting it first.
This is the best cocaine I've ever had out of a Gucci urn. This is literally the best cocaine I've ever had out of a Gucci urn.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, really? Because I don't feel anything.
Police have charged two former employees of a suburban Atlanta hospital laundry with stealing an urn.
Suburban home?
Bullshit.
I guess maybe they just thought it was like a good looking
vase. Maybe they
vase.
Thought there was dollars in
we
there.
We told you it was a Gucci urn.
Right. I know, and I believed it.
Of course it looked great.
I fucking believed it.
Rest in peace, baby Gooch.
Gucci man?
Baby Gooch.
Oh, baby Gooch. The one whose ashes got stolen and discarded. Oh, it was
new single, Stillborn.
Damn, dude. Baby Gooch, Stillborn. That's a fucking banger of a fucking...
Stillborn is a
single. And if your name is Baby Gooch...
Man, I'm still born, I stay born.
Yeah. I'm never
go
not
born. Go shop
at
Liz Claiborne.
I'm never not born.
Why not, dude? That was a pretty good line,
go
dude.
Go shopping at Liz Claiborne?
Nobody's
Let's talk
shopping.
About that.
Nobody's shopping at Liz Claiborne.
That's a cuck line, dude.
Still born, I stay born. Go shop at Liz Claiborne.
He's just riffing.
No, that's actually their new ad campaign. They hired Brian to write a jingle, and he said,
"You mean AKA Baby Gooch?"
Yeah, Baby Gooch to write a jingle said,
"I'm still born.
I'm still born.
I stay born. Go shop at Liz Claiborne, bitch.
Bitch.
No!
Bitch. Go shop at Liz Claiborne, bitch.
We need a clean one of that, so we can keep reusing it."
What? Go stop.
Baby Gooch, stillborn.
Oh, baby Gooch. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay.
I'm still born. I stay born. Go shop at Liz Claiborne. Nah, that wasn't right.
Anyway, feel it, too.
I don't remember it.
It's hot for it.
I'm still born. I stay born. I go shopping at Liz Claiborne.
That's close.
No, I'm compel the buyer to shop at Liz Claiborne. Yeah, don't say you shop. Mm.
Right.
Compel. I'm still born. I stay born. I go shopping at Liz Claiborne.
Drop the I.
Go shopping at
Liz Claiborne. I'm still born. I stay born. Go shopping at Liz Claiborne.
One more time.
Yeah. God damn it.
Fix a Les Claiborne at the end. Sell it to me.
I don't like it. Can you take that off?
Sure.
Okay. I'm still born. I stay born. Go shopping at Liz Claiborne.
Thanks.
There we go. I felt that one. Keep all that in, dude, Mark.
Yeah.
So they can see behind
how the gold bit, is made.
Yeah, saucy is
right. Sometimes it ain't pretty, okay?
Hey, they made it this far into the recording.
Hey, sometimes the sausage ain't pretty, okay?
Yeah, you hear him? What? They made it this far in the recording. They deserve it.
Yeah, that's what we punish.
Yeah. Listen, you're here, right? We fucking you deserve us.
Yeah. We deserve you!
If you can't handle us at our worst, you don't deserve us at our best. Yeah. Live, laugh, love.
I hate that. God! All
right. Officer Cottontail?
Yeah, speaking of police. Yeah, speaking of the law. Officer Cottontail, Bunny joins police force. For real.
Oh, wow.
Meet Percy, the police rabbit. Yes, that's for real. Some bunny, also known as Officer Ashley Carson, found a lost rabbit last year in the middle of Percy Avenue in Yuba City, California, while on patrol.
What's she trolling for? What was Ashley Carson trolling for?
Blacks.
Yep.
She wasn't doing...
Yup.
Yeah.
He said black people.
Yeah, no, but...
He didn't say Yuba black City. People. Huh? Yuba?
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, I mean, it's slow.
Yeah, okay. It seems like a kind of city that would maybe be 70% utopia.
The only issue in Yuba City...
These rabbits.
There's so many rabbits bouncing around.
Yeah.
What needed to be?
Never mind.
I hardly know. Yeah, there you go. This is cop corner, dude.
Yeah, cop. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah, what are you, cop? Cops,
tell me.
RoboCop.
Robert.
No, RoboDog. Robotic dog rejoins New York police.
Yeah, the one with the mounted turrets
and
shit.
What a fucking attitude in these headlines.
Yeah. What is this? The Daily Star?
It's or the AP.
HuffPo? This is not AP.
It's the AP.
There's no way AP does not have.
They hired a Gen Z writer.
Yeah, they have a Gen Z writer.
AP's trying to get SEO.
Is AP going psycho?
Damn.
RoboCop. So, yeah, I did see that. It's pretty terrifying, dude.
What are they called? Boston Dynamics or something?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a fucking turret on that yet?
Yeah. Man, that would be terrifying. As it's running like 25 miles an hour at you and shooting perfectly.
Dude, okay, wait a second, though.
Yeah.
Like, cameras have a hard time seeing black people, right? Sometimes?
No.
Not anymore? Think so.
No, because...
They have trouble distinguishing.
No, because they're not...
I was going to say, it's good because sometimes...
You guys aren't paying attention to what they're actually using. They're using, like, thermal. So color doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Sorry to crush your dreams, man.
Yeah, dude.
Sorry to crush your racism.
Skin deep, dude.
Yeah. Hey, we're all 98.6.
So now, if they happen to kill more black people...
Yeah, you'll just say thermal.
Yeah, hey, look.
Justification, it doesn't see color.
Look, it's not that you're black. It was just your heat signature.
Yeah, you're 1 degree too much.
You have the heat signature of a black person.
Do they know? Is it different?
I don't think it's different.
I bet there's enough of a difference in the situation because, you know, there's the variance in, based on what you're doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
If you're running for the cops, minus color. We're just talking about criminals
here. Heat signatures of different races.
Of felons.
Yeah, no, they're cool as a cucumber, man.
If you think so,
criminals are cool as a cucumber, man.
If they're running from the police,
they're cold blooded.
Yeah.
Oh,
also,
shit.
Hey,
saying they're reptilian,
they're literally cold blooded.
I have a thermal question for Dr. Samat, man, but since he's not here,
I'll have to do.
He'll have to do.
If I
was this dog and I was just like looking at a criminal up and down, would I be able to tell on the thermal thing that his asshole was 4 degrees warmer?
Mm.
Would it be a little bit more red?
I think it would be. It's closer to white.
White, really?
Yeah.
White hot.
That white hot ass. Yeah, the inside of his asshole is 4 degrees warmer.
He doesn't see color, but he sees white hot ass.
By the way, I hate to take a shit on a Slam City trope, but I was doing some research the other day.
Tell us about it.
And the asshole is only about 0.5 to 0.7 or something.
It was centigrade, though.
Hey, I appreciate the correction.
So it's like one. Okay. 1 degree Fahrenheit warmer.
Yeah, but we're not going to stop spreading disinformation.
No, look.
It was misinformation. From here on out, it's disinformation.
Yeah, we know it's wrong.
Yeah.
No, but it's
information on disinformation.
It feels 4 degrees warmer. Yeah. No, did they check? What is it called?
A survey?
No. You know how it's cold outside, but it's colder because it feels colder? Chill factor?
It feels like?
Windshield factor?
Something like that.
It feels like?
Yeah, it feels like.
Yeah, it feels like.
Yeah, it feels like it's 4 degrees warmer.
Feels like 4 degrees.
I would love it if I was reading that. It goes, it's 0.7 degrees warmer, feels like 4. In parentheses,
I would fucking love that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I bet it's happened.
Yeah.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Bubba Runner Bubba Gap serves you everything. In the Crazy One, infinite calories for a not so infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much earned cred by asking for no pickles and no onions. Bubba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. So next time you've got a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Bubba Gets.
I'm Bubba Gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Speaking of robots.
My God.
Are robot waiters the future?
Yes.
Some restaurants think so.
I also think so.
Yeah, you don't have to not tip them to their face.
And the burger is always made perfectly.
4 degrees warmer.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, waiters are the worst part of every fast food or restaurant experience is what's... I mean...
Did you say restaurant?
Yeah, restaurants?
Are you saying that the waitresses are going to be replaced with
robot cities? I think the only waiters should be titty waiters.
City waiters.
But it is the worst experience because I'm like, I don't want to have to like have a social experience on top of eating.
Yeah, I just want my Outback Steakhouse.
Thank you.
I just want a Bloomin' Onion. If I could just put it into a computer, I would love it. I think,
should be optional.
I think Chili's at the bar.
Yep.
Area. You can just punch in whatever you want.
I think every table. I went there not too long ago.
What are you guys ordering?
Every table.
At Chili's?
Yeah.
I ordered their steak recently and it's really bad.
Yeah.
I remember it being better.
What do I usually get?
They got some good loaded mash.
Southwestern egg rolls?
I don't like Chili's, I think.
Chili's does suck. Sorry. Yeah. That's why their steak
maybe
sucks.
Maybe the burger?
Their queso's not
bad.
Baby
back ribs. Baby back ribs.
You want your baby back?
I get baby back ribs at Chili's. That's all I get.
Chili's.
Sometimes it's a half rack.
Baby back ribs.
I don't like messing with the bone.
Baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs.
Two downers about ribs. Fucking with bones and getting shit stuck between
fucking
your teeth.
Fucking with bones?
Fucking with bones is why you get ribs. Ask Eve.
Fucking with bones. Eating on my snow cone.
Still bone. I stay bone.
Are we working
go
on
shop at
rhymes
Elise here? Clay bone.
Shit. Still bone.
Still bone.
Stillborn.
Still bone.
I still bone.
I stay bone.
No.
Chopping it.
Stillborn, /? I still bone.
Oh, wow.
Stillborn.
I stay bone. Go shopping it.
Liz Clay bone.
Isn't that a fat store, dude?
No.
No, man.
Liz Clay is fucking fat women's store.
I think it's a fashion wear.
No.
I think it's fatty fats.
I think it's just makeup.
Oh, really?
Hold on, y'all.
Liz Claiborne's just makeup.
Are you asking Siri right now?
Well, oh, no, I'm thinking of, what's the one?
Lane Bryant.
My bad.
Don't forget.
Yeah. Okay. Lane Bryant. You know the tagline for Lane Bryant? More cushion for the pushing.
Shit.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's
called leaning in.
You know I'm intellectually humble.
Yeah. You know I have the beginner's mind.
You know I've been practicing mindfulness.
Yeah, you know I stay beginner's minded. You mean refuse to learn?
No, it's just, I don't know. You know everything? You might know everything.
No, not everything.
But look, I'm open to things being something that I did not...
Okay, that's good. That is a good trait to have, the beginner's mindset.
Also, I trust my fucking friends, dude, and if they're going to lie to me all the time, that's just
I think the people who are going to lie to you the most are usually your friends.
Well,
this
yeah.
is the first
you
line
You think
of,
strangers are lying to you?
First line
a little bit.
Gemini Jackson's hypnosis.
Yeah.
When you tim a no, you tim a no.
Yeah.
That's
I still don't know what the fuck that's supposed to mean.
It's like
quantimino.
Yeah. When you timino like
part,
a verb and then
K-N-O-W. But what is it a play on?
Nothing. Quantimino. It's like Bono's.
Oh,
Bono's
but baseball. It's not like you're saying like...
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you know, you know. Like the
if you
hashtag.
Know.
You need to
IYKYK.
So what's the new one?
If you timino, you timino.
When you timino, you timino.
Yeah, but that's different. That doesn't. So when you know. Well, that is true.
Same.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's cool. This one goes out to Burrito.
Burrito!
wherever you are, I hope you're
resting pussy.
Resting in a piece of ass.
Yeah, see, that's great. Because we're not intimating he's dead.
Yeah. I hope you're just soaking, is what I'm saying. I hope you're resting in a piece of ass.
Do you think soaking is any good?
Soaking?
Like the first
It's good
through.
As a precursor to like yeah, see how long, can I not move my penis in her vagina?
Yeah, is this Urban like, Dictionary?
I think if you keep it there long enough, it starts to
you
go
start
away.
To move. Oh, no. Yeah.
You don't think it goes away?
It does eventually.
Yeah.
Brian stays hard!
My God. He's still bone.
Look, okay. Yeah. You're telling me your penis is in a vagina. You're not moving, but you think before you start moving your hips, your cock gets soft?
Wait, have you
I
already
got hip
been...
control.
Yeah, have you already been moving your hips?
Do you think you could get soft in a vagina? You have not had sex in a long time.
You're sitting in a chair, and she sits on top of you.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. The blood circulation is cut off from your waist down.
No, well, that helps.
I think you can stay there long enough to where you get soft.
Maybe so. If it just starts to get annoying.
Uh-huh.
On the next episode of Waking Up Next to Brian McFly.
Anyways,
it's cool, man.
That was the noose.
Well, there's one more.
Yeah, the one for burrito.
Yeah, that's right.
We can do it real quick.
We didn't even do it.
Scram!
Japan police arrest two and food prank at Beef Bowl Diner.
Beef Bowl Diner.
So
Beef
this,
Bowl Diner.
This is the Japanese being way too polite again.
Yeah.
But this guy was just taking food directly out of the pickled ginger container.
Oh, so gross.
Just putting it straight in his mouth and going back into it.
Yeah.
And they called it sushi terrorism.
Oh, this is like the Bluebell situation almost?
Yeah. I was thinking the Bluebell situation.
Yeah. That's when they got Listeria from some guy's tongue.
No. Oh. Listeria was in their nasty-ass bats.
I see. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Are food pranks that bad?
Yes.
I think so.
You want your food to be fucked
no,
with?
No, but like, you know, people were getting like serious jail time for the fucking Bluebell thing where they were licking the Bluebell.
Oh.
That's not that bad. Just say, don't ever do that again. We're going to give you community service, but jail time?
What if they put their dick on it?
That's not good.
Not good.
But 2 days in jail.
For the dick?
For the dick.
Yeah. I think you got to give them some jail.
Yeah.
And the licking thing, I think they're just doing it because, you know, fuck off.
Yeah, but you haven't seen these two men, and if you could just like picture these two men.
What did they do again?
They went into the communal container of ginger and just dipped their chopsticks and just ate straight and went back in.
Oh, I see.
Double dip?
You're supposed to put it on your plate and like take it with you.
What? That's it?
Yeah.
A little bit of spit got in there?
They got community service, is that what you said?
Sure.
They were arrested.
Oh.
They were fucking detained.
What were they charged with?
Death.
Oh, no.
They sent us to with... death for sushi terrorism.
Sushi terrorism?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Also, I heard that the ginger is like a palate cleanser. You're not supposed to put it on the sushi. Is that right?
You can. I mean, you may get made fun of.
Really?
Putting...
I learned this on just a clip on the internet.
But I think it's fine to put it on there if you want to.
As part of like what you're eating?
Yeah, if you like the whole flavor of it. And... But it
I like
is
to eat it in between.
It is a palate cleanser in between sushi experiences.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
But I mean, people also shit on you for putting wasabi in your soy sauce and using that.
Yeah, do what you want.
It's not even
want.
Real wasabi. It's horseradish. Well, unless it's real wasabi, then you're not putting it in your soy sauce.
I am. I did in Japan.
Nah, man.
Yeah, man.
Disrespecting.
And they're like, what the fuck?
I know.
They looked at me like, what
them.
The fuck is this Mexican doing? How the hell did he get here?
You are a smelly
And I said to them,
hooker.
No, they know what Filipinos are. They Japan knows
Yeah,
what
they know what
are.
They hate.
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
They know.
There's a storied history there. Japan was kind of a piece of shit throughout history, actually.
Fuck you, Japan.
Except for them anime thighs. Thank you for them.
Oh, dude, uwu.
Anime thighs save lives, is what I've always been told.
Anime thigh? That's so weeb, man.
Yeah, of course it is. I didn't make it up. I heard it from a weeb.
God damn.
All right, that was a show.
Shove it up your ass. Take that ginger and shove it up your ass.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent pancita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest, all greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thick'em. Thick'em Farms.
Thick'em Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thick'em Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!